Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM.
Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why a farmer is rising for a 15-hour day, and a trucker is beginning a 5-day journey. And ADM is turning corn and wheat, soy and cocoa beans into your favorite foods. Somewhere in the heartland, a child is sitting down to breakfast, which is why so many work so long and take their job to heart. ADM, resourceful by nature.
ADM, the farmer's friend. And now for today's commentary. Corn is king in Illinois, Iowa, Nebraska, and many Midwestern states and on thousands of farms. Last week on our farm in Illinois, I was inspired and excited to look down the rows of tiny corn plants spiking through the black soil. It's a new crop year, new hopes, and lots of uncertainty. The thrill of growing and producing something that you can see and touch and measure is one of the farming's addictions that we cannot escape. Corn is such an important crop, and the uses continue to expand. The export market consumes 2 billion bushels, 17% of our crop, exported, with cattle feeders chewing up almost as much. Chickens, pigs, and dairy cows each eating more than a billion bushels. 25 years ago, ethanol's use of corn was so little you couldn't even measure it. Today, corn for ethanol is pushing 1.5 billion bushels and still rising. If you're making and selling a product of any kind, you always want to be number one or number two in the market. Well, the United States of America is by far number one in corn production in the world. We grow 43% of the corn in the world, and our closest competitor is China at 18%. Everyone else is in single digits. And I know that corn prices now are disappointing with a 2 billion bushel carryover this fall. However, may I remind you that the 2000 carryover was almost as high, and in 3 short years it was cut in half. Demand for corn is on a growth path. Consumers around the world want more meat, and those meat animals eat corn. We all know that weather is the wild card in growing crops. Corn yield was 160 bushel per acre this last year, while 3 years ago it was 130 bushels. All I can say is, as erratic as production and prices can be for corn, you can't ignore the positive long-term outlook. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.